This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When you commit to your lover,
yeah,
you commit to everything about them.
Oh, sure.
You're locked into their talents, mm-hmm. the little annoying things they do.
Yeah.
And ideally, you and your partner, you enjoy as much as you can together.
Right.
That last thing has someone in this room very upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Tommy, your wife committed to this with you.
Yeah.
Now you feel abandoned.
Oh, yeah. It is abandonment.
To the point where he now does not know how to go on without her.
How do I push through, Pat?
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So, Kimmy, we were sitting here yesterday.
Yeah.
And Tommy comes in, and he's beside himself
with
grief. Yeah, angry, sad. He doesn't know. He's going through all the stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
Because your wife walked away from you.
Walked. Just walked.
What happened, buddy?
So, we're watching this show on Netflix, and it's very dark.
Okay.
And it's the final season. We've watched five seasons of this. This is it.
So you're like almost 5 years in at this point.
We are, and we love it. Second episode. We just start the second episode of the final season. Now, this is too dark for me. I don't like it. I don't want to watch this anymore.
Wait,
and that was it. What?
In the fifth season,
it's all going to wrap up.
The final season,
yeah.
She's out on the second episode. I'm like, what? What? You can't leave? I go, how am I going to watch this now? Because we do our TV time together for the most part. I'm gonna have to watch this dark serial killer thing before I go to work or like Sunday morning.
You gotta abandon ship too.
Man with no soul. We do our TV time together.
Well, we do. Yeah, like it usually gets, you know, we sit down at night after dinner, pour a drink, watch a little tube. You know, it's like our thing.
Sure.
And we lock in on a show together and we can talk about it and stuff. And usually we don't have a problem. She just goes, nah, not for me.
Right.
And by the way, we watch other things that are far worse than this dude.
You always make this argument with your wife, by the way. Like, oh, you like this, but you don't like that.
I don't get it. She'll go, that's disgusting. I go, we just watched Disgusting last night. And you were fine with it.
How many episodes? Do you know how many episodes are left in
the series? I think there's 8 or 10.
Oh, probably. Yeah. She's a monster. She's definitely a monster.
Yeah.
She should have seen this through.
Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing. I cannot make fun of you here because I feel your pain. And you can take solace, Tommy, in the fact that you are not alone. There are millions of Americans, just like you, who were left behind holding the remote.
Yes.
And maybe it's time that we here in the break room come up with a list of rules set in stone
mm-hmm.
about how and when you are allowed to bail on a show you are watching with your partner.
Yes.
Because I would agree with you, man. 5 years in, 10 episodes to go, she's got to see that through.
Come on.
Right? Like, that's like marriage therapy level of abandonment. But if we're going to put these rules in stone, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm going to start with Kimmy because you're hurt right now.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of what you might say.
All right.
Kimmy, you start watching a series with your husband.
Yeah.
How many episodes in before where it's still okay for your husband to be like, I don't really like this, I want out?
My husband does something even worse than this because he is the person that always abandons. Like he gets bored. He doesn't watch a lot of television. So like something has to be pretty interesting for him to stay hooked enough to watch a full season. But what he does sometimes is I have gotten used to him abandoning the show. Like, I will go on and I will watch it without him. But there are times when all of a sudden, maybe a year or two later, he'll come back to it and be like, hey, you know, and he'll say, like, a guy at work or one of his buddies told him this show's really good. We should watch it. And I'm like, we did. And then you said you weren't interested anymore.
But now a buddy says it's okay.
Because somebody said it was a great show. All of a sudden, now you're back in.
So your word wasn't good enough, but a buddy.
Yes, he needed like somebody else to tell. He needed like confirmation from somebody to jump back into the show.
Okay, you're trying to be Team Kimmy here?
Yeah.
You know her husband's got a point. We all do this as men. My wife says something's cool. I'm like, yeah, okay. And then, like, you tell me something's cool. I'm like, oh, yo, check that out.
It's infuriating because I'm like, I already watched it without you.
Look, it's not the best thing in the world to say out loud. It's not the best thing in the world to say out loud, but I do get where he's coming from. Come on, your buddies have more similar tastes.
But you started it. You started it. It's not even like you didn't watch it at all and somebody told you it was cool. It's like, we started this together. You said, no, this is boring. I don't want to watch it anymore. And then, because somebody else told you it was cool, now you're in again.
All right, fair enough. I understand why you're upset, Kimmy. I can get behind that. All right, so here's the question.
Yeah.
When you are going to stop watching a series, when you're going to bail, how many episodes in before you have to see the series through?
Well, yeah, you got to be, if you're at the tipping point of 5 in on a 10-episode series.
So if you're halfway through the first series.
Yeah.
Or the first season.
You got to finish out the season.
Okay. So once I have hit the majority of the episodes.
Yeah, once you go episode 5, I think you should see it through.
Okay, and you're also saying that if you get past that point, if you watch the first season, does your partner then have to watch the second season with
you? Well, just make a decision before we start it again.
Okay. How do you both decide if you don't like a series you're watching together?
I think you naturally start tuning out. Like, you'll get up to go do stuff. Yeah. I think it just happens naturally where, like, you realize neither of you are even paying attention anymore. Right, you
don't even, I got to get up. Oh, don't bother pausing it. I'll be right back. Okay. Like, you don't really care.
But, like, one person would have to say that for you to be like, oh, I realize she doesn't like it. Because you could get in this Mexican standoff of not wanting to hurt the other person's feelings.
True.
Where
you're
both stuck watching a series that nobody wants to watch it. All right. Maybe there is a compromise with this whole thing.
What's that?
And what we can fix with you here with your wife.
What's that?
Again, 252 WCMF. If you're just joining us, Tommy is watching. People are asking on Instagram what show you're watching.
You.
You?
Mm-hmm.
You?
No, you.
You?
No, you. You.
Tommy and his wife are watching you on what streaming service?
Netflix.
On Netflix.
It's a serial killer.
But he's
charming.
Spoiler alert, everybody.
And he's handsome. He's a handsome, charming killer. And some of the people you like to see be killed.
Okay, nobody asked you that.
It's a fun show.
I kind of get why your wife didn't want to really watch it with you anymore. Wow, they're murdering everybody.
That guy deserved it all.
It's got torture. It's got everything.
Deep God. He and his wife have watched 5 seasons together. The second episode into the final season.
The final season.
She has bailed.
Bailed.
And she's not coming back. All right, here's the compromise. You ready to keep partners from bailing on series? We do not watch anything else together until you are done watching the show that she
So I got to catch up on.
Yeah.
I got to finish it up. Then we get back to couple watch.
That's fair, right? Because you're right.
She'll never agree to that.
Yeah,
she's going to want to watch something else.
No, I understand she's going to want to watch something else, but you want to watch something else,
as a group, as a couple.
Yeah. I mean, you said it yourself. Like, you only have so much TV time.
Right, together.
Exactly. And even together, like, you know, when the day is done and the kids are in bed or whatever you got going on, why am I now not able to finish my series?
I know.
Because you bailed. I think that it is fair. We made it like an international law. Because there's not anything going on internationally right now that would take up any attention.
No, everybody's chilled out.
If you bail in a series,
all right, I like it.
You no longer watch together until your partner is done.
So couple watching is on pause.
Yes. And you made this choice. I didn't make this choice. Made this choice.
I know.
Fair enough?
I like it.
Okay. Is that fair, Kimmy?
I think that's fair. But I'm also the one that wants to finish the series most of the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Ask my husband.
Have you ever bailed on your husband on a series?
I'll just stick with it. Like, if it's something he's interested in, I don't mind watching it.
So she's done it to me at 2 other things we've watched where this is too rough, this is too gross, and she's out. But we watched like a bunch of it, and all of a sudden it just gets to her.
I'm surprised that you and your wife have so many things you can watch together based on...
Well, we're older.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, I know you as a person and your tastes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know your wife, and I don't know her tastes as well.
So my wife doesn't, like, really really dirty, vulgar, raunchy humor.
Okay.
She's going to be out on that. So I told you, I'm watching a show right now, and you said, did your wife like it? I go, didn't even broach the subject.
Gotcha.
Knew she'd be out. Mm-hmm. But then we watched this other one about the Tour de France and how they prepare for these races and stuff.
Wow, why does she not want to watch stuff with you?
She loved it.
We're sitting down to watch a documentary about the Tour de France.
But then there was a bunch of road rash, and she got grossed out. She goes, I can't watch this anymore.
Okay.
So I kind of got that one. And then we watched one on rugby where the guy kind of lost an ear, and then she was kind of out on that one. Again, now I kind of get it.
How do you kind of lose an ear? You either lose an ear or you don't lose an ear.
Bro, this thing got...
Ah! Yeah. Ah!
I mean, it was kind of an ear, but not a really good one.
A detached ear?
Yeah.
You know, I'm always curious, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How couples start series together knowing that you're both going to like it? Because, like, my wife and I don't even try anymore.
Oh.
We watch nothing together. No, I take that back. We watch the Conan O'Brien travel show on HBO Max.
Okay.
That's what we watch together.
Every now and then you stumble upon something.
I've never stumbled upon anything with my wife. She likes her fantasy-ass shows with, like, dragons and time travelers and other weird crap, and I enjoy good things, so they don't really, like, mesh together.
But I like some chick stuff that you think is completely sissy viewing.
Can you give me an example?
Downton Abbey.
You watch Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
Is it for the outfits, you bitch?
Yes.
You and my mom would have so much to talk about.
I know.
Yeah, also where they get their hair done.
And I get my hair done. So I do.
Watch Downton Abbey?
We watch all the seasons of Downton Abbey. And then I watch Below Deck, which is for women.
Oh, yeah, that is a woman show.
Actually, we pretty much watch all of the series. You watch slightly more than I do. So there are some things that I'm like, I haven't gotten to that yet.
But your husband watches
for the
Below
most
Deck.
Part. Yes, that is one show we share together.
Right.
Which is kind of weird. I don't.
I don't know why he likes that one, but that one he's sucked into.
Yeah. So we have like interests and things I can watch.
Okay. It's bizarre to me because like every once in a while my wife will make the mistake and it happens like every 3 years mm-hmm. of like what are you watching? And I'm always watching some weird ass. It's either a sports documentary or some weird ass comedy because our senses of humor are broken right from being mm-hmm. around. So there's this sketch show called I Think You Should Leave on mm-hmm. Netflix, and it's my favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
And it's weird as hell.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. And my wife, she was like, I want to sit down. Oh, my God. She lasted like 7 minutes, and she was gone. And then that'll give me another 3 years of being able to watch what I want to watch with no guilt.
All right. I'm just surprised that like every now and then you don't get sucked into something she's watching. Because that does sometimes happen with my husband. Because
yeah.
like he'll be doing something, but he'll also kind of be paying attention. Then he'll slowly creep into the room and ask some questions about what's going on. And then he ends up sitting down to watch it.
It's never happened. My wife and kids will watch Grey's Anatomy together. My wife and daughter will watch those 911 shows that she loves because she's a 60-year-old woman, my 12-year-old. Yeah. But no, I'm never happens.
But I even got into, this is funny. You could laugh at me.
You could laugh at me if you'd like.
Yeah, this is a good one, Pat. So I started watching The Real Housewives of Miami because the one chick was in this documentary about cocaine. And it had Martina Navratilova in it. So I go, is that Martina Navratilova? I go, I got to watch this, man. I didn't even think she was around anymore.
The former tennis player.
Yeah, she one of the greatest tennis players of all time.
Yeah.
She's in this Miami one, so I started watching it.
You look like you're dressed as somebody at one of their parties.
Yeah, I already had the shirts.
Kimmy, he just said out loud, I had to watch this reality show.
So I get it.
On account of Martina Navratilova.
Yeah, I didn't think she would be in it. I mean, she doesn't fit the bill of these women.
You look like a less athletic version of Martina Navratilova.
That's a high compliment from somebody from my generation.
You know, Matt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF is the easiest way to get us. And I think this is probably the most common thing. I'm just guessing.
What's that?
For couples watching these series together. He says, my wife goes on TikTok while I watch what I want, but most of the shows we watch together. You're not really watching it together. She's on TikTok.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
that's true.
You have to.
You can't be on two different services at the same time.
And I would be doing that. And I do feel like that's disrespectful to my wife. Like, my wife wants to show me these things because she's into them.
Yeah.
I just don't have the patience.
Because,
like, there's been times where she's been like, ooh, watch this. And I'd be like, dragon laid an egg, and now there's a sword, and that woman murdered another guy, his blood everywhere. Oh, that guy in a kilt, a time traveler. It doesn't make any sense. It's the stupidest show I've ever seen. I hate it. And she's also on like the most trendy news shows.
Wait, what?
Like when Yellowstone came out, she's all in on Yellowstone.
Yeah, so we watched all of Yellowstone. We loved it together.
Okay. Downton Abbey. She said, got to be in on Downton Abbey. Like everything that is new and trendy.
That's kind of what we all do.
No, I don't do that.
That's how things get popular.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a reason those shows like suck you in, right?
Right. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a bad habit. And I kind of thought you were with me on this. If something becomes super popular to the point where everyone is talking about it, I can't watch
it. It's not cool anymore.
No, it's not that it's not cool.
It's not cool.
It's not that it's not cool.
I hate it. Everybody else likes it. I don't like it.
Know what I'm saying? Right. I'm saying there's no way in my head now it's going to live up to the hype because everyone is just like talking about how great it is.
Yeah, but I'm surprised you don't. You're not even curious enough to give it a chance.
I know I'm going to hate it. It's a bad look. It's a personality flaw that I have. What do you want from me?
All right, okay.
I mean, I just like want to waste my time.
I'm just more open-minded.
You are not open-minded.
I like to be entertained, and I accept all people.
Look, I'm telling you, man. What I got going on with my wife is perfect. She has her stuff. I have my stuff. We keep it separate. I pop on what I want.
But here's the thing. Like right now, you can do that because you're getting pulled in 10 different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Once your kids leave the nest, this little paradise you think you have is going to come crumbling down because now you're both going to have the time because you got fired and she retired. There you go.
We got Facebook messages.
That'd be a great name for a Netflix series.
What's that called?
He got fired and she's retired.
Facebook messages coming in. We started this conversation. Tommy feels abandoned. He's been watching you on Netflix for 5 seasons.
Mm.
Him and his wife together. 2 episodes into the final season, series finale.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to watch it anymore. And you're already hooked. You want to see how this thing ends, and you are furious with your wife for doing it. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Callie.
Callie?
She's a lady. Callie writes us. Tommy, you don't realize she's hated it the whole time, and she only watched it because she wanted you to be happy. This is a sweet thing that she did, not a bad thing that she did. Don't be so selfish.
Hmm.
She watched it up until this point, though.
No, it's no.
Did you say no?
Because she's bailed on other things immediately.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah.
No, I mean, she kind of makes a point there. If she's bailed on other things immediately. So you think this is purely selfish on your wife's point?
I just think, like, come on, man. It's not that hard. We watch other things like... If this was the only dark, violent thing we watched, I would say I get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we watch things far worse all the way through.
Okay, I don't know why you're yelling at me, man.
I don't know either.
I'm on your side.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
I like to think I can embrace all types of horrible violence.
I mean, like, bro, you bring that up.
Hmm.
I did start to get alarmed about my wife catching glances of some of the shows she watches.
Why are you interested in this?
They're so violent. They are so violent.
I do find myself sometimes, one thing that bothers my wife when we're watching things that get very violent, I will sometimes laugh because it's so violent, it's funny to me.
You get uncomfortable?
No, I just think I'm legitimately busted out laughing while she's being horrified. You know,
it's probably not good.
Yeah.
I know.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The heat is on.
Yes, it is.
It's really effing hot. Like, already it's hot. Mm-hmm. And folks are doing whatever they can to stay cool. But this may not just be about the last couple of days in Rochester.
What is it?
Well, this clothing item for men that pops up every 25 years looks like it could be back. And it's one of the few items of clothing that go from super cool to super trashy over and over, but somehow always finds its way back into the mainstream over time. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So over 100 degrees yesterday. Mm-hmm. We could be touching the same temperatures today. Yeah. It is effing brutal. And with that, we got an Instagram message from a guy named Pete Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. And Pete wrote us, I just saw a dad doing a carpool drop in a muscle shirt. Is that allowed? And Kimmy, by muscle shirt, I believe he means one of those white ribbed tanks.
Oh, I was thinking like the really thin strap tank tops.
The wife beaters. Yeah. Well, we used to call wife beaters that we don't call wife beaters anymore for obvious reasons.
It's the old t-shirt that men wore in the 50s.
Yeah.
Okay.
A rib tank.
I'm picturing something else then. I'm thinking of like those like strong men. You know, like they're so thin.
Yes, I know
like
what you're talking about.
Like their nipples are almost out.
I'm thinking he's talking. Let's call it rib tank from this point forward.
Okay.
The white ribbed tank.
Yeah.
Now, it would be logical that this dad was wearing that yesterday just to beat the scorching heat.
Mm-hmm.
However, it could be more than that.
Yeah.
Are rib tanks back?
I hope not.
Why?
It's the worst look in the world.
I've been seeing them. I've been seeing them on a lot of guys the last couple of weeks.
I haven't seen these.
Your husband's a firefighter. They live in wet and white rib tanks, according to all the strippers I've ever seen.
No, they...
Don't act like you have an open for a firefighter in a white rib tank.
Couple times.
Rips
couple
it
times.
Up.
No, I haven't seen the white tank out in the wild.
Have you seen these?
I have not.
Well, you live in Pittsburgh.
That would jump out. Yeah, I don't think you'd see them in Pittsburgh.
Okay, folks are wearing them.
Yeah.
And because
but they're wearing them just out and about.
As a shirt. And because I've seen other guys wearing them again, I went out and I got my own to wear.
Don't.
Why?
You got it on?
Well, it's under my basketball jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, I get like wearing it under something.
No, I've been wearing it as a shirt the last couple weeks.
No, that is a trash look.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because you also have like the chest hair sticking out of it.
It kind of makes it look better. It makes it look better. It's a good look, Kimmy. It's a good look. So here's the thing. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
The white rib tank was big when we were in high school.
Was it?
You don't remember?
No.
Can you even call yourself a millennial if you didn't play basketball, go to a concert, hang out in a bonfire in the woods in a white rib tank top?
I remember guys in tank tops. Well, I don't remember them just straight up wearing the
like
white
Kid
rib
Rock.
Tank.
But yeah, that was the time. That was around that time period. Kimmy, that you lived in Grilton.
I don't remember this.
That was the capital of the white rib tank.
Maybe
as
I was
a
like
shirt.
Just slightly too young for the white rib tank.
Okay.
Because I don't think that was cool when I was in high school.
I'm telling you, when I was in high school, everybody wore just the white rib tank as a shirt.
But as a grown man
with
like lumps and bruises and hair,
okay,
it's just an ugly look.
I disagree with you strongly. I strongly disagree with you.
No woman finds that attractive.
I disagree with that also.
You think there's a woman that really likes ape in shirt?
So I came down, I bought two.
Yeah, because you're going to be, most of the time, you're too pale for that shirt.
Okay.
It's going to wash you out.
You see the tan lines?
Yeah, I could see your nipples through it.
So a couple weeks ago, I went to Marshall's. I bought two boxes of 4-packs of white rib shirts.
And what did it cost you, like $2?
That's exactly what it did. Yeah. And that's why they're so great. They're cheap. They're easy. They go with everything.
They shrink.
Go away. They don't go with anything.
They go with
it's
literally
meant to be
everything.
Be worn under things.
Okay, yeah, whatever. So I got two white ones, a gray one, and a black one. And I came, you said women don't like these? Came downstairs.
Okay, like a black or gray one is a little bit different than the white.
Came downstairs in the gray one, gray rib tank, and my wife was like, ooh. And I was like,
yeah, but you're also inside your own home.
And then I wore it out with her.
If you wear a black tank like that, you need a fedora, a saxophone, and be at Jazz Fest.
Which is happening right now.
Yes.
Which is completely appropriate. Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, she was into it. She did not oppose me wearing it out, and we went out, and I was wearing shorts.
Where'd you go out in that?
Grocery store.
Wait, you went to Wegmans like that?
Yeah, in a gray rib tank. Because that's what you do when they
There's
come back.
There's a sign that says no tanks.
There is no
tight tanks.
There is no tanks.
I'm, big slash through it.
This is. I am so happy that these are back. I'm telling
What's wrong
you.
With just a regular tank top? Like
how about a shirt?
Yeah, like a
goddamn shirt.
A loose fitting,
nice shirt,
summery tank top.
All right, here's what you guys
a nice polo
understand.
Shirt.
Here's what you don't understand. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Message from Pete has us wondering, at least me, because you guys don't see it, if the rib tanks are back. A shirts, as they call them.
By the way, you're going to sweat through that material.
Yeah.
Especially gray.
No, the gray was good. Doing? I thought I was going to, too. I did not sweat through it. It held it in there.
I don't believe you.
You see that back sweat, too? Yeah. It's sticking to the car seat.
It's like that cotton material is not going to hide anything.
Cotton.
Here's what you guys don't get. You know, you ask why not just wear a shirt.
Yeah.
One, I like the breeze on my shoulders. Two.
Breeze on my shoulders. What are you, Jimmy Buffett?
It was John Denver. And it makes me happy. Two, you two don't have wide shoulders. You are not wide-shouldered people.
No, I'm a slim person.
That's what I'm saying. I have wide shoulders. So even buying T-shirts sometimes can be difficult because when it's hot.
You can't fit in T-shirts.
It's not that I
Your shoulders aren't that wide.
It's not that I can't fit in a T-shirt. It's that the T-shirt, my shoulders fill out the T-shirt, so I'm sweating through the top of the T-shirt.
So get a bigger T-shirt.
No, because then it looks like I'm wearing a tent. I look like a bitch.
It's that form-fitting.
Well, I don't need to be form-fitting. I just don't want to look like I'm a Girl Scout camping trip. Okay, 5 Girl Scouts under here. See, that's inappropriate. That is very inappropriate.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble with that.
No, I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
What?
This is how you know if they're really back or not. Have any of the guys that your daughter knows, have you ever seen any of those teenagers wearing a ribbed tank top?
So I haven't, but I haven't seen a lot of teenage boys lately because of summer vacation. But I will say this. If any teenage boy shows up in my house at a ribbed tank top, that kid's not coming in my house. Get the hell out of here.
Right.
I'm a grown man. I get to make my own decisions.
And the looks just screams either you're a pervert.
It does not scream pervert.
Or you're a drunk.
Okay. None of that is true.
But that's what you look
no,
like.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You look like a man in a ribbed tank top. That's what you look like.
You look like a guy that knows every inappropriate joke.
Well, I do know that.
Yes.
You know what's funny about what's weird about the ribbed tank top?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. They pop every 25 years like clockwork.
But they should have died out.
2025-ish, they may be back. 2000s-ish, they were popular. Mm-hmm. 1975-ish, I've seen pictures in yearbooks. They were all over the place. 1950s-ish.
Well, that's 50s, when that was like, that's you didn't have many choices for men to wear. So my Sicilian father-in-law,
okay,
Big Tony, he would mow the lawn, right? Dress pants with a belt. Zip-up dingo boots, right? The black ones?
Yep.
The rib tank, tucked in, belt, cigarette, mowing the lawn.
That's a good look.
But that was like him. That's how old Sicilian men did everything.
It's a good look, man.
Like, they didn't have, like, work clothes.
If you can fill out that rib tank top, that is a good look.
Yeah. But, you know, he weighed about 130 pounds.
There you go. I'm into it.
He looked like a stick smoking a stick.
Okay, that's the one thing that sucks about the rib tank top is
grandpa tee.
Well, no. If you have a body one way or the other, you can't pull it off. If you are skinny, you're right. You look like a toothpick.
Mm-hmm.
If you are
too jacked or too big,
overweight, it hides no sins.
No kidding, man. It's form fitting, and you get your bosom popping out of the side.
There's no support.
No, here's the thing.
None.
No, the ones that I found though, and here's a little tip: if you're going to Marshalls, made by New Balance. Mm. Holds it in, hides some of the sins.
Oh, so they made new design then.
It's man Spanx?
It's not quite Spanx, but it hides enough of the sins where I can pull it off.
Here's the other thing. When I'm hot, I don't want something that's like stuck to me. Don't you want something like loose on you? I don't want to feel like I'm like this tight-ass T-shirt.
No, I like the tight in the heat. That's why the Under Armour stuff is always so tight.
Man, I don't get it.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. But like, what's weird, going back to the whole time frame of it's every 25 years, like clockwork.
Why.
50, 75, 2000, 2025. And it's popular for a short period of time, but outside of those trendy times, I agree with you. The rib tank top is the trashiest thing a man can wear. It is the international uniform of all carnival workers.
Yeah.
Anyone in an insane clown posse hat has to have a rib tank top on.
Do you think it's just because of the summer heat it's bringing it out? Like, you abandon all forms of fashion when it's this hot.
Men do,
so it's
sure.
not so much that it's trendy. It's just necessary.
It's very possible, because I sit here wearing a basketball jersey this morning.
But we've had other hot summers where we don't resort to this.
Okay, so that means that it's trendy again.
So I wonder why it goes away. So it has to be because women demand it go away. Because if men like it, they would just keep wearing it. The wives and the girlfriends have got to go, that's gross. You're not going out like that.
Based on my personal experience, I think you are underestimating.
The power of what?
How much women like the rib tank top.
But why does it go away then?
I don't know.
They think it's cute for a minute, but then when you're out and about, they get embarrassed.
But that's all fashion.
Yeah, it's fine at home.
But
I just can't even picture my husband in this if we went out somewhere.
He doesn't own one rib tank top.
Yeah, no. You imagine that they're going to go to...
Does he want to borrow some?
I don't think so.
They're going to go to Jazz Fest, right? Yeah. They're going to go walk down and see a live music outside. He's got that on.
I'm not going to wear it to Jazz Fest.
No, but let's say, you know, hey, it's hot.
No, there's time. Look, I agree with you.
Pack full of people.
There's a time and a place for the rib tank top. Like, I'm not going, okay, Pete writes us, the guy was dropping off his kid at school. Mm. I wouldn't wear a rib tank top to my kid's school. But if I'm going to the grocery store, if I'm running some errands around town, I'll wear the rib tank top.
You look shifty, too. You look like you're walking around, looking around.
Oh, wait, I'm looking and walking?
You're vaping over here.
Shut. Oh, okay, that is a vape shirt.
It's a total vape shirt.
It also really depends on what you're pairing that tank top with. Like, you got to abandon at least the jorts if you're going rib tank top.
No, you're right. No jeans and rib tank top. You can't go jeans or rib tank top.
Can you go cargo and Crocs?
Cargo Crocs. Well, that kind of says dad on the go, so you might be able to get away with that.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
All right.
Mike writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, every good episode of Cops always had someone with a white tank top.
Yeah, and they were getting arrested.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Victor. Hey, Victor, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, so I think I got to agree with Tommy on this one, because there's a certain demographic that wears this T-shirt. Have you guys heard these T-shirts been called wife beaters?
Yeah, we were just saying, we don't call that anymore for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Great call, Victor. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day. So for those who don't know why it was called that, it was called that because every guy in those 1950s movies that got violent had
all the gangsters,
yes. That's why they called them that. Not because a guy puts it on and is like, hey, I feel something now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking like Sonny and the Godfather who had it on when he went to settle that. You know, treat my sister like that.
Exactly. And how badass did he look throwing cans at his head?
He looked good, but he also had on three-tone dress shoes.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Christine. Hey, Christine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. How are you?
You know, I'm thinking you're buying your rib tank tops at my favorite store.
Where is that?
And that's not a good look. You can't go to Penny's and buy these. I'm telling you, it's not good. Do you have... What do your shorts say? Do you have, like, pink or pro written across your butt cheeks or something, too, with those?
Ooh.
Just asking.
So I just want to point out, normally I would not take Christine's call here because she's just a black hole.
Yeah.
But it is Where They Wine in Tuesday, and we only allow one call a day.
Oh, no.
She can no longer play Where They Wine in. Oh, no,
I Christine. Know, because I have something to do. It's called children. But, you know, the whole idea of your rib tank top is you can't have shoulders that look like Tommy's knees. You can't do it.
By the way, Tommy has muscular knees. I will say that. You got great looking knees,
buddy.
I had to use them last night.
No, he does not. He has bony knees.
I'm never going to unsee Tommy's knees on your shoulders.
One of my favorite John Denver songs. Tommy's knees on my shoulders. Makes me happy. No, not you, Christine. You're not included. Bye, Christine. Don't ever try and sing the songs. The songs are a sacred thing of the Breaker. You don't sing the songs if you're not a member of the Breaker. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. Look, I will say this.
What's that?
You want to bitch about the rib tank? You want to say it's trashy and you shouldn't be wearing it out? That's fine. Rib tank is better than the alternative, which is no shirt.
Well, bare chest. Now you're in South Florida.
No, but that's the next logical step in this heat.
When have you seen somebody like at the grocery store no shirt?
Today it's going to be 100 degrees.
When you go to Florida. You only see it in the South.
Yeah.
You never see it up here.
Okay, but it's
Well, we had one buddy that used to drive around in his convertible without a shirt on.
And that guy loved ripped tanks, too.
Yeah.
That guy loved
but
ripped tanks.
But he could pull it off. He was in shape.
Okay, well, somebody, you know, I've been working hard. I want to wear my ripped tank.
Okay.
I want to wear my ripped tank. I work myself into ripped tank. No, but I'm saying, if you want to bitch about the ripped tank, fine. You're welcoming nipples. That's what you're doing here.
Yeah.
No?
Well, that would be horrible. Bare-chested would be the worst. Dropping your kids off at school bare-chested.
All right, well, you bring that
up. Don't even get me started with the fellas.
Before we go back to the phones, we got Facebook messages coming in. WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Dan says, I wear these to my kids' soccer games in the summertime.
No.
I don't think it's trashy at all. Is that trashy?
Yeah, that's terrible.
I'd be fine.
That's embarrassing.
Why is that embarrassing?
I think it's okay for outdoor activities.
No, but it's your kid's soccer game with other parents.
I mean, what do you think other parents are wearing? All right. It's not like people are dressing up to go to this.
No, but at least be appropriate.
So my daughter had hockey practice 2 weeks ago. It was like 85 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And you have to go from 85 degrees into the rink. So I wore a pair of like jogging pants, rib tank, and I had a sweatshirt that I put on when I got in the rink. Is that inappropriate?
Oh, okay, you wore that in the rink.
Well, wait a minute. What's the difference if he wore that?
Well, he's got a sweatshirt on while he's sitting there watching.
But I wore the rib tank into the rink, and then when I
You went rib tank and pants?
Well, yeah, because it was cold.
Sweatpants, right?
Yeah, they're like jogging pants.
Yeah.
Swishy pants.
You look like, what was that movie, Chariots of Fire, where they're running on the beach?
That's exactly what I look like. 205-DWCMF. We'll finish it up with Stevie, a lady Stevie.
Oh, a lady Stevie.
She's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Stevie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
I was just calling because back in high school, I graduated in 2008. My boyfriend would wear the rib tanks with cargo shorts almost every single day.
Sounds like a pretty cool guy.
He'd knock it out of the park, baby.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, everybody wore them as long as I can remember. And, you know, we would just, that was the style and that's what everybody wore. And it wasn't weird then, but now I think it'd be not exactly the fashion choice I would be looking for in a man.
All right, Stevie, let me ask you a couple questions.
You don't want a guy that you're dating to remind you of your teenage boyfriend.
Why? When you were young and cool and fun and everything was carefree? Stevie, let me ask you a couple questions if you don't mind.
Of course.
Where'd you grow up?
Over in Midlakes.
Okay, Midlakes. All right, so Stevie, how old are you now? You're around 33?
35.
Okay. Are you married, single? What's the sitch?
Single.
All right, single. So let's say in a hypothetical world, right, you're at your kid's soccer game. My kid's also playing soccer. Right. I'm single, right? I wear my rib tank to the soccer game, and I see Stevie over there, and I'm like,
okay.
So I wander on over to Stevie in my rib tank, and I start talking to you a little bit. Is the rib tank enough for me to be denied immediately?
Yes.
Wow.
She's out.
You monster. She's a monster. And this is why she's single, because she has too high standards.
No tank top policy.
Yes, I like a man with an actual shirt, my man.
Stevie, thank you for the call. Have a good rest of the day. There goes two picky Stevie.
She was a fully shirted man.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
There's no way this is true, right?
I don't know.
There's no way that this guy would have for no reason publicly said this with the reputation he already has if it hadn't happened.
Mm.
But when you look at the evidence that is slowly starting to get rolled out here, it does seem like maybe he just made this whole thing
but
up.
But why?
Why does he do anything?
This is the strangest.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Aaron Rodgers is now officially a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm.
Last week he was at their mandatory offseason training activities, running around wearing his jersey. And after the first practice, reporters noticed something while he was throwing the ball.
Yeah.
He was wearing something on his wedding ring. Finger.
Oh.
A wedding ring.
A band.
That's right. He was asked after practice if he got married, and he said, yes, I did get married. I did get married in the last couple of weeks. He said he married a woman named Brittany.
Brittany.
And they were like, wow, congratulations, and then we kind of moved on.
Yeah.
So red flags started showing up when his brother, who was on season 12 of The Bachelor, came out and said he knows nothing about this woman.
Yeah. But I don't know if he talks to his family still, right?
So apparently he and his brother are on better terms than they were before. Now, you're right. It's possible.
I thought, they had kind of cut ties based on his brother being on The Bachelor. That's where it all started.
It's very possible. Now, if I'm not mistaken, this is also the brother that had NFL training camp tryouts, too.
Yeah, he played. He's a good college quarterback. I'm sure he had a couple of coffee with some
teams. But he knows nothing about this woman.
Says he knows nothing about this woman. Okay, so we got that. Then, a couple days after camp ended, there was Aaron Rodgers was spotted out a couple of places.
Yeah.
Always by himself.
So, not with his new wife.
Not with his new wife named Brittany.
Who does that?
With an I. Apparently Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So, he is saying that she is private, is not with him for his fame or money, but is going to stay in the shadows.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Some folks have started doing some digging.
Yeah.
And all of the folks that have investigated say there is absolutely no legal paperwork or actual record of the marriage available.
So he didn't go get a license.
If they did, nobody can find this marriage license in any place where they think he may have went and got
married. Can you hide a marriage license from the state?
I don't know. I mean, did your wife do it?
What if he got married like in a different country?
Usually there's a record of something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Because I had to get the records of my first marriage from Florida.
Because
I didn't have them anymore.
Now, I don't know if you know this. Florida, not a different country.
No, but I mean, they had them from 1981. So, okay. I mean, if you got married, the state you got married in would have a record of it.
Okay. The only reason I...
He just got married. Like, we're married.
Okay,
not
but that's...
legally
not,
or something.
Right. Is that a legally binding thing? Maybe?
Okay, but like that thing, the no paperwork.
Yeah.
Combined with the fact that nobody has seen this woman.
It's jive. He didn't get married.
I could also see him marrying, like, AI or something.
Oh.
like a woman that doesn't actually exist.
That would be pretty cool.
She's in my subconscious.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. I want to believe that he's not actually married. Because it just continues this saga of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you can't hide like this. It's almost impossible.
But there's no way.
Yeah.
There is no way. As insane as Aaron Rodgers has been, as ego-driven and megalomaniac as this guy is, that he is so nuts that he lied for no reason about getting married.
I mean, he could have What is CTE?
Yeah.
I mean, he can have all that stuff going on in his head, and, you know, he's been banged around for 20 years. Who's to say he's not nuts from just the injuries he's had?
Okay, maybe.
I mean, and he made it up.
But this would be a new level. Like, bro, we've seen some, I mean, we watched Antonio Brown, who's, by the way, on the run for murder.
Yeah.
Attempted murder.
Yeah.
On the run for attempted murder.
We've seen some serious mental health cases. Yeah.
That guy took his shirt off and ran out of in the middle of an NFL game. Nobody in any of these situations has ever faked a marriage.
Yeah, I don't know what the end game would be because he's already got all the attention.
Unless, does he have like some side project that like this is like promotion for it? He's like playing, he thinks he's playing 3D chess and just making himself look like a psychopath?
Brittany with an I is some app that's coming out soon.
Yeah, I mean, could be, possibly. I don't get it. To your point, what's the end game here?
And if he made it up, he chose the same first name as Mahomes' old lady.
Ooh.
Because right, she's Brittany Mahomes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he think he's married to Brittany Mahomes like some of those weird stalkers think they're married to like Ariana Grande?
Driving by the house.
Yeah. It's my wife. I throw my underwear over her fence every day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. No one can find any record of Aaron Rodgers actually getting married after he said he got married his first day of camp in Pittsburgh. His brother knows absolutely nothing about this woman. She has not been seen publicly. He's been seen publicly the last week, just like out by himself, no wife. So apparently she lives in his basement.
Would really be the only way she's never been spotted, like never been spotted outside.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me like you're not going to enjoy some of the spoils of being married to an NFL quarterback? You don't want to go out for a nice dinner? You don't want to go shopping?
How about you got friends and family? They all have to keep their mouths shut.
Yeah, to be that private.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers' own family was cut off because they couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Salt writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He writes, quote, "Yeah, I got a girlfriend, but she goes to a different school. You wouldn't know her. Aaron Rodgers 2025. That's what this feels like, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's really hot, man. She does like all of it all the time. You wouldn't even know, man. Okay, so if he made it up.
Yeah.
If you are the owner of the Pittsburgh Steelers, let's say we find out next week he made up being married. Is that a fireable offense?
Oh, I would be so worried. I went all in on this guy.
Would you cut him?
Can they?
Yeah, I mean, they can do whatever they want.
But if you have no other option, what do you do?
Well, I mean,
you already sold tickets based on the fact that he's going to be your quarterback.
Well, no, because he only showed up last week, so they probably sold all their tickets before he was going to be their quarterback. I mean, yes, you're right. It would be a worse season. But the leader of your offense and team would also be a guy who may have made up that he got married.
I think you stick with him.
Okay.
Because you already look foolish for hiring him. So you're not going to fix that.
That's a good call.
And you already got him. And you're not going to win with him or without him.
Okay.
Right? Because you said, like, they're not in any kind. You might as well just ride the season out, see what you get.
Yeah, but then you're just picking up embarrassment. That's all you're doing.
But you already embarrassed yourself.
You're already there.
But you can be bad. Or you can be bad with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback. Like, if I'm the owner of the Steelers, I'm looking for the Rooney family. I am looking for any reason to cut bait with this guy. Why they bent over backwards to bring
him in. Doesn't make any sense.
It blows my effing mind.
I mean, they were the gold standard of football.
I would argue they were up until they signed Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you're right,
like a week ago.
Yeah.
All right, so we sit and we wait.
To meet Brittany.
I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but I am hoping, just for his sanity's sake, this is real and he didn't make this up.
She's not an alien.
I hope it's fake.
I think Kimmy might have hit it too.
What?
She's either AI or he thinks he
communicated with some being.
Yeah.
Alien.
On another level.
Yeah. She's in a consciousness you don't get. Mad.
I could also see him marrying himself, calling her Brittany, his alter ego.
Yeah.
Man, he turns around, comes back with a wig on. Hello, everybody!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.